وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ أَن يَقْتُلَ مُؤْمِنًا إِلَّا خَطَأً وَمَن قَتَلَ مُؤْمِنًا خَطَأً فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنَةٍ وَدِيَةٌ مُسَلَّمَةٌ إِلَى أَهْلِهِ صدقوا فإن كان من قوم عدو لكم وهو مؤمن فتحرير رقبة مؤمنة وإن كان من قوم بينكم وبينهم ميثاق فدية مسلمة إلى أهلي وتحرير رقبة مؤمنة فمن لم يجد فصيام شهرين متتابعين توبة من الله وكان الله عليما حكيما.
It does not behove a believer to slay a believer unless it be by mistake. And he who slays a believer by mistake shall free a believing slave and pay blood money to be handed over to his heirs, unless they remit it as charity. But if the person slain be of a people hostile to you, and he is a believer, then the penalty is only the freeing of a believing slave. And if he be of a people between whom and you is a pact, then the penalty is blood money to be handed over to his heirs, and the freeing of a believing slave. But whoso finds not one, then he shall fast for 2 consecutive months, a mercy from Allah. And Allah is all-knowing, wise.
وَمَن يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا.
And whoso slays a believer intentionally, his reward shall be hell wherein he shall abide. And Allah shall be wroth with him, and shall curse him, and shall prepare for him a great punishment.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha darabtum fi sabilillahi fatabayyanu wa la taqulu liman alqa إليكم السلام لست مؤمنا تبتغون عرض الحياة الدنيا فعند الله مغانم كثيرة كذلك كنتم من قبل فمن الله عليكم فتبينوا إن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا.
O ye who believe, when you go forth to fight in the cause of Allah, make proper investigation, and say not to anyone who greets you with the greeting of peace, thou art not a believer. You seek the goods of this life, but with Allah are good things in plenty. Such were you before this, but Allah conferred His special favor on you. So do make proper investigation. Surely Allah is aware of what you do.
يَسْتَوِي الْقَاعِدُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ غَيْرُ أُولِي الضَّرَرِ وَالْمُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ دَرَجَةً وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى وَفَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.
Those of the believers who sit at home, excepting the disabled ones, and those who strive in the cause of Allah with their wealth and their persons, are not equal. Allah has exalted in rank those who strive with their wealth and their persons above those who sit at home. And to each Allah has promised good. And Allah has exalted those who strive above those who sit at home by a great reward.
وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَّحِيمًا.
By degrees of excellence bestowed by Him, and by special forgiveness and mercy. And Allah is most forgiving, merciful.